We are privileged people. You know, so many don't understand or know what, you know, is even going on here. And you know what? It's our responsibility to let them know. You know, God wants the people, amen, to come in. He wants to heal people. He wants to set them free. He wants to save them. We've got to be inviting people. We've got to be actively engaged in soul winning. Amen. Amen. Not only within our families, but around us too, and friends and associations and people we encounter. We look for opportunities that we can lead people to Jesus. Amen. That's what it's like. And in order for us to bear fruit unto eternal life, we have to come to a place in our own hearts where we are truly done, amen, with sight living. We're truly done with just trusting in that which I can see and feel. And we've got to go beyond the natural to the supernatural. We've got to go from the inferior to the superior. God's greater than any circumstance, any situation. But we won't learn that until we've been proven and tried in that. And now, the things that you experience in life, it's not beyond God's observation. Sometimes we feel, God, have you left me? God, are you mad at me? God, no, God's doing something in your life. He's getting you ready for greatness. Yeah, He wants to enlarge us. You've heard it said, in order to be something, you have to go through something. Yeah, and we don't like going through the somethings. We just want to be there and be finished. We don't like the process. I heard Bill Johnson mention this several times, but he mentioned it at the last meeting that we went to about, you know, people will ask about, you know, how God is using him in such a way. And he says, well, one thing I cannot impart to you. We want to come up and we want people to pray for us and impart, you know, whatever they have into us. And then we're going to walk away with what they had. Well, guess what? There was a price that was paid for what they have. And he says, one thing I can't impart to you, and that is my history. I can't impart, right? And I'm using the word process, but it's the same thing. It's a process of time that we've gone through to get to where we are. You know, God's not through with us yet. We're all moving along in the journey, but because we are a pilgrim people and here we have no continuing city, we have to learn to walk by faith in God so that we will not miss out on eternity. I'm telling you, the things that God has prepared for us are so far greater than the temporary things, the rewards even of this life. There's times when you're going to be tested, even with the opinions of men, where nobody seems to notice you. We may even try to get noticed and nobody's going to notice you. Why? God wants to wean you off that. It ain't about us. Audience of one. We talked about the Feast of Tabernacles, the Hebrew Feast of Tabernacles, which commemorated the wilderness wanderings and how God had brought them in, and they lived in temporary dwelling places. They were camping out. They were happy campers. They weren't always happy campers, folks. The key here is that you and I know how to tap into God in this place that we're in and find our happiness in God. See, we have the Spirit today given to us. And you can read that in Leviticus chapter 23 about the Feast of Tabernacles. But what it was trying to say is that, folks, this is not our this is not our permanent dwelling place. This is a temporary thing. And so we need to understand that, and we need to live an unsettled life, and that we don't put our tent pegs too deeply in to this world. And we're keeping our eyes on the glory, amen, on the cloud, God's presence. We're keeping our eyes on Christ, on Jesus, is what that means. We're going to follow Him. And as we move with Him, He is moving us closer and closer to that goal, and that is eternal weight of glory. God is going to reward you and I according to our faithfulness and how we handled the assignments that He gave us here in the wilderness. And it will be rewarded someday, amen, at the end, when we see a smile on Jesus' face. It's going to be worth it. You know, I can't conceive in my mind what heaven's really going to be like, except that I know that my goal is not even about streets of gold. It's not about a mansion. You know what? It is. It's about my heart is to see Jesus smile. I want to know that at the end of my days, that I have lived a life that brought pleasure to Him, that was well-pleasing to my Master, that I was obedient to Him, that it is an abundant welcome, a smile on His face when I get there. I don't care really about... I'm through pretty much, you know. This world has nothing. I don't know about you, but there's no real satisfaction in anything that this world offers. It's all just temporary stuff. But I found something that is so precious and so awesome in Him. I found a purpose. I found a reason to live. To live for Him who is eternal. Turn in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11 if you would. Thank you, Jesus. We only walk as we have light. It's important, isn't it? We walk as we have light. And often the Lord gives us just enough light to make the next step. Come on, we all want to have that thing laid right out. Have it so predictable. I think if God showed us the whole thing, we'd probably mess it up. So He just gives us what we're able to handle. So He moves us incrementally, one step at a time, giving us enough light to see just ahead so that we don't mess up. He makes it easy for us that way. Chapter 11 of Hebrews, verse 30. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe, when she had received the spies with peace. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trial of mockings and scourgings, yes, and of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute and afflicted and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, listen, did not receive the promise. God, having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. Folks, they did not see the full impact or result of their faith. If we live for instant gratification in the kingdom, first of all, you're going to be discouraged often. But if we understand who we are, why we're here, and where we're going, and we keep our eyes on the prize. We are looking at You, Jesus. And we may not understand what's going on. We're not going to look to the left. We're not going to look to the right. We're not going to get too settled in this world. We're going to keep on the path that Jesus has laid out for us. Because joy is who's waiting at the end. So we don't have a permanent dwelling place here. We are a pilgrim people. We are camping along the way. And there's times when God's going to move you. He's going to unsettle you. Because if you try to get too settled, folks, I'm telling you, I'm not talking about geography. I'm not saying that God's necessarily going to move you out of your house. I'm saying that if you try to live too settled in this world, God's going to unsettle you. Because He wants to get you to His goals for you. He wants to reward you. He wants to bless you at the end. And so you may not see a lot of instant results. You keep on sowing in the Holy Spirit. Amen? You keep on being obedient in the small assignments God gives you. Whether you see any results, keep on teaching. Whether you see any instant change in your kids or not, keep on pouring into them, sowing into them. Keep on praying for your loved ones. Keep on praying for your neighbors. Keep on loving people that don't love you. Keep on sowing, because in due time you will reap. There is going to be a reward. Payday is coming. When we try to make this world our home, we very quickly become miserable. We can lose our joy camping out where God is not. They're still camping back there. God's up here somewhere. It's like, Lord, where are you? That's where I want to be. What are you doing, Lord? That's what I want to be doing. What are you saying, Lord? That's what I want to be saying. That's life. Connecting. So we are pilgrims on a journey. 1 Peter 2:11, Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Why? Someday we're going to see Jesus. We are campers, not settlers. And so even as Israel had been encamping along the way and God had been moving them from place to place, so we also have to have a pilgrim heart, a pilgrim understanding, a pilgrim perspective. And if we try to settle in too deep again, God is going to move us out of that. I heard somebody say one time, I'm here to make the uncomfortable comfortable and the comfortable uncomfortable. When a tree stops growing, it begins to wither. It begins to die. When we stop growing, we start aging, don't we? We start getting old. We have a short time of growth and the rest of it's getting old. And you're going to die physically, no matter what you do. But the good news is that we don't have to get old internally. We don't have to get, amen, old in God. His mercies are new every morning. Yeah. We're being renewed day by day by the Spirit. So we need to keep drinking. We need to keep feeding on Him who is our life. It's no different. If we don't have a good diet and we don't exercise, you get sick. So we need not only a good diet, but we need some exercise, folks. We need to step out. We need to obey. We need to decree and declare and to preach the kingdom. Amen? We need to lay hands on the sick. We need to be about our Father's business. Jesus didn't come here to settle. He was just camping out for a season. And it was time to move. He had an assignment. He had a mandate from heaven. He knew who He was. He knew why He was here. And He knew where He was going. And because of that, He had great confidence. And for the joy set before Him, He endured the cross. You know why? When we have that vision of Canaan, that vision of heaven, that vision that God is preparing a better place for us, an eternal abode with Him, then we start to live for eternity. Then we begin to forsake lesser things so that we may have greater things. And yes, even in the process of obedience, there are seasons that you say, even it's true, that God will bring you through a time maybe where things are not looking very good. Things don't seem to add up. Things don't seem to make sense. You wonder if you offended God. You wonder if you miss God. Am I hearing God's... God, am I hearing your voice? I just want to make sure that I'm hearing your voice here, because this doesn't look like I had envisioned it should look. We've gone 3 days now and we've had no water. And we're getting very thirsty here. And it's very easy at that point to start grumbling, to start complaining. God says, nope, got to do it again. Sorry. Start all over again. If you get to the place where you say, you know what, I'm going to trust the Lord no matter what. Isn't it freeing to be in a place where you just surrender and say, I don't care anymore about any of this stuff. I choose not to worry about finances. I choose not to. When those worries try to get on me, I just throw them off and said, forget it, I ain't going there, not entertaining it. I don't have to allow my circumstances to dictate my peace, because I have peace in Him. He's my peace. You can change your atmosphere. Just start blessing God and praising God and thanking God. If all you got to eat is manna, thank God for the manna. Because where you're going is just up ahead, folks. It's not far. It won't be long. What is our life but a vapor? What are we doing with the time? It's time to shake off the dust, rise up out of the dust, arise and shine. Live for God. Live for His purposes. Live for the kingdom. Be a man, be a woman of God. Be known as a follower of Jesus. Hollywood, willingly bear the ridicule for Christ. Because He says, great will be your reward in heaven. When we suffer for Him because we do the right thing. Hallelujah. So we have no continuing city here. And we're looking for the promised land. We're keeping our eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah. Shared from Jeremiah 17 this morning. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose trust is the Lord, for he shall be like the tree planted by the waters that spreads out its roots by the stream. Amen. While the rivers of life, God is our river, God is our source, God is our refreshing. We can stay fresh, we can stay young, we can stay healthy, we can stay new in the Spirit. Even though our outward man may be perishing, we can stay vibrant and alive, amen, in the Spirit. And that's the real part of you. That's the eternal part of you. That's the superior part of you. That's the part that we must give the most attention to, is our spirit life. Oh, there's so many, even in the church, they spend all their time, all their money on physical appearance, on just having it all. Now, if you have it all, I'm not talking about you tonight. If God gave it to you, rejoice in it. Just don't let it have you, right? Because God does bless us. However, that's not why we're here. Come on. We're not here to shop till we drop. We are on a mission. We have been recruited into the army of God. We're soldiers. We don't entangle ourselves in the affairs of this life, that we may please Him who called us. So we are pilgrims on a journey. Here we have no continuing city. We are citizens of heaven. We have been given an assignment from God to go in His name and to bear fruit. And we bear fruit because we stay fresh in Him, because we stay filled in Him. Amen. You don't conjure up fruit. Fruit is a result of an abiding relationship with Christ. Amen. It's a worshiper will bear fruit. You don't act like a Christian. You are a Christian. You be a Christian. There are a lot of people that can act like a Christian until you step on their toe. Of course, none of you have ever done that. Oh, I've acted like a Christian lots of times. But I'm discovering who I am in Christ. I am. I am a child of God. I'm a citizen of heaven. I can be myself. I can be real. I don't have to perform for anybody. I don't have to impress anybody. There's only one person I want to impress. I want to give honor and give glory to Him. And when your ways are pleasing to Him, He can even make you to be at peace with your enemies. Isn't that true? You can win your enemies through that. I can go all night, but I'm not going to. We're in the river tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Freshing, refreshing, refreshing. So remember again, we are in a temporary body, but we are eternal beings. So the superior life, folks, is that internal life. Amen? And we live for eternal life. Our life is in God. And we have been given a commission, an assignment. That is why we're on the planet. It's for Him. Yeah. It's not to play church and forget all about it. It's to live for Him, that we may see His kingdom come in and His will be done. We are a royal priesthood to call in the kingdom. Jesus, we thank You that You have called us out, that You have separated us unto Yourself. Lord, we're asking that You will use us. We're asking that You will open doors of opportunity. We're asking, Lord, that You will give us divine appointments through this week. We ask that You will give us souls, that You will, Lord, lead us to people and to places that we might be, Lord, where we're supposed to be. We pray that You will give us ears to hear Your voice, that we may know the voice of the shepherd, that we may know when You are speaking. God, condition us and prepare us that we might have obedient hearts. Lord, whatever it takes, get us into place, get us into position that we might truly be anointed for greater things. Father, that You will give us the nations, that You will give us the heathen as an inheritance. Father, we pray that You will raise us up and use us for Your glory. Fill us with the power of Your Holy Spirit. God, we pray, give us holy passion for You. Wake us up inside. Refresh and renew our vision. Make clear the path You have for us. We will submit ourselves to God. Let Your kingdom come now. Lord, thank You. Thank You for the witness of Your Spirit here tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. We're marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God.